Because 2025 has been a big year for cutting-edge gadgets like compasses and so on. What did you have? A compass, yes.
It's a compass,
yeah. Yes. AI, we've been talking about it quite a bit on the programme as well, but what's in store for 2026? Let's ask tech expert Fevzi Türkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Good morning.
Morning.
So, let's start with the 12 months that have been, because I'm going to be honest with you here, I'm not very tech-savvy, so most of these big developments will probably have passed me by. What have been the big things, the big changes in the past few months?
So I actually think the biggest things are the things that maybe you didn't even notice. They're the subtle changes, and it's really about the embedding of AI in the gadgets that we already had, or types of gadgets that we already had. So, for example, in cell phones, look at the Google Pixel 10 Pro and Pro XL. Those are Android smartphones, top-of-the-range flagship models from Google who make the Android operating system, but they have embedded AI. So when you buy an iPhone, I have an iPhone, I can run the app on top of it, but it's not really well integrated. But with this device, it can see what's on your screen. So I spend a lot of time when I'm using AI describing what I'm looking at on the screen, so it can comment and advise me, oh yeah, click this and don't do that. This can see it automatically. It sees the screen. It can also see the camera.
Wow.
So you can ask it, what am I looking at? What does this mean? Mm. Is that damp really bad? Do I need to get out of the house? Or can I, you know, these sorts of things. So that's an integrated AI. Moving on from that, you've got a home security cam. So it's from a company called Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It's called the S350, and it's what's called a PTZ camera. So pan, tilt and zoom. So it's a camera in your home for security, but you can also use it as a baby monitor. It's ideal for that, and as if you've got pets, because what it does is it uses AI to detect when it records when it has triggers. But a lot of these cameras, they get false triggers, you know, shadows, yeah, or moving things. This can tell, is it a person, who is it, is it a pet,
wow,
is it a crying baby?
It's remarkable how things have moved on over the past 12 months, because I think of AI and I just think of, you know, the simple things, ChatGPT, but it's not where we are at the moment.
And that's developed a lot as well. Mm. The final gadget for this year is also from a company called Withings, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S. It's a French company and they make smart devices, including a range of smart scales. So we're used to scales just telling us how many kilos or pounds or stones that we weigh. But this thing measures lots of other metrics. How much of that weight is fat? How much of it is muscle? How much is visceral fat, the fat around the tummy that men tend to suffer from? Tells you your vascular age, what's your real age and your vascular age. That's a lot of data, okay? So the scales have been able to produce that for a while. What this does is it combines subtle changes in those data, several different metrics, to give you an early warning that something may not be, right. So it can look at, for example, changes in respiration, heart rate, so forth. Wow. And doing that, it could then, for example, I mean, I'm talking generically now, it could say, I think you're coming down with something. Now, imagine you're in the middle of a pandemic where you could be infectious for, you know, several days before you show symptoms, if you ever do. Something like this is great. Or just, you know, gadgets that spot early signs of Parkinson's disease, because your hand is tremoring imperceptibly.
It's amazing. In about 30 seconds, what's the one big thing to look forward to next year?
Okay, so AI will develop from something that we talk to something that does, yeah, agentic AI. It will do things for us. So find me the best value train tomorrow, buy the ticket, store the ticket, remind me when to leave home, book a dentist appointment next week, afternoons near me, add it to my calendar, make sure I've got enough money in the bank to pay for it.
Wow.
That sort of thing. So it becomes an assistant.
That is remarkable. That is remarkable. Fevzi, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate that. AI, it's
so
all about the AI.
To get our heads around, right? Oh. It's going to change so quickly. I don't think we even comprehend it.